You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First Union has also criticised the plan, saying its energy emissions reduction relied too much on closing the Marsden Point oil refinery, and it only outsources emissions overseas. Jared Abbott is the union's Secretary for Transport, Logistics and Manufacturing, and I spoke to him this morning.
Unambitious, to be honest. I mean, they've got a target to reach 7.7 megatons in reductions in emissions by 2027, and what they've proposed is essentially only about a 2.5 megaton reduction, which is about one third of what they've committed to. And then they seem to be crediting the closure of Marsden Point to try and prop that up to around 5 megatons. When in reality the closure of Marsden Point is actually going to increase emissions on the planet, because they're just outsourcing it to another country. So I guess for a government that's really promoted itself as being transformational and talked about climate change being a big issue for them, this is very underwhelming.
Can you tell us a bit more about how shutting down Marsden Point will just in return increase our emissions?
Well, at the moment, about 50% of fuel that's used for the transport fleet is already imported, and where that generally gets imported from is megafineries in Singapore. If you look at how those megafineries operate, their emissions that they're creating are around 18% through to 38% higher than what we're creating the same refining process in New Zealand. So by essentially shutting down a more efficient New Zealand refinery and then buying the fuel from a refinery that is less efficient in the way that it creates carbon, then you're increasing the amount of carbon. And then on top of that, there's other issues such as the increased burning of carbon through shipping, and also the fact that we're going to lose around 300 skilled staff, the exact skilled staff that this country would need to be able to get some proper bioenergy production off the ground in New Zealand. So it has a twofold effect. One is that we essentially offshore our emissions and in the process increase the amount of emissions on their planet. And secondly, we're going to lose the skilled staff that we need to actually be able to create alternative fuels in the future.
So basically, based on what you said, it's better to keep Marsden Point open.
Yeah, I mean, it's the government even has talked a lot about just transitions and stuff like that. I mean, we're going to be losing literally dozens of millions of dollars every year in wages brought in through the Marsden Point refinery that goes into the economy. But also those skills are essential. If you look at what organisations like the Bioenergy Association have come out with, they're saying, look, it's going to be really hard for New Zealand to ever be able to create green energies as an alternative to fuel in New Zealand if we don't have those skilled staff. And obviously to attract staff from overseas, once we lose those staff, it's going to be a lot more expensive, which is even more of an impediment, I guess, to us moving away from fossil fuels. So it doesn't make any sense at all to allow the refinery to close. From an economic perspective, from a fuel security perspective, from a climate change perspective, and obviously future-proofing ourselves for the future in terms of actually moving to genuine green energies.
Okay. Other than Marsden Point, the discussion document also mentions quite a lot about transport, manufacturing and forestry. Well, what are the impacts that this discussion document outlined could have on the relevant workers?
I think transport seems to be holding its weight in this, although I would make note that a lot of the things they've kind of accredited to achieving that 2.5 megaton reduction is actually stuff that isn't actually happening yet. It's stuff they're hoping will happen, but I think most of the gains are actually happening in transport. And, you know, I know they've talked about reducing the cost of public transport. I mean, if you look at the Climate Change Commission's recommendations, we actually have to double the amount of public transport being used. And in reality, in order to achieve that and influence people away from using cars in big cities like Auckland and Wellington and whatnot, what they're actually going to have to do is really incentivize people to use public transport. So we would really promote that, not just to increase the network, but also to make it accessible to people. And this is, it's such a necessary infrastructure. I mean, you will be able to increase productivity in general across the city by making public transport more accessible. So there is a huge economic gain to it that could pay off in the long run anyway. But we would like to see public transport essentially be free. And, you know, we want to see a transition to electric buses. We think the best way to achieve that is to move the public transport system out of the private sector, bring it back into public ownership, increase the amount of public transport, lower the cost of it so people are influenced to use it. And that's how we're going to reach those goals.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.